This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Time to substitute corporate accountability for ESG. With the Supreme Court's decision to trash affirmative action programs in colleges and universities, conservatives of all stripes believe it's on now. And their gun sites are minority hiring programs and incentives where they might exist. In the conservative assault against affirmative action, Comcast settled a case accusing it of illegally favoring minority-owned small business customers with grants and marketing advice. Amazon has been sued in Texas over a program offering an extra $10,000 to black or Latino-owned delivery service contractors. Starbucks directors and executives are being sued by a shareholder arguing they violated their duty to investors by supporting diversity policies. Red state attorney generals have attacked banks and investment programs that won't fund oil and coal expansion and have now broadened the attack to go after so-called ESG programs that score efforts to protect environmental, social, and governance performance. Needless to say, corporations are backpedaling. Investors, never to be confused with progressives anyway, are rebelling. Not long ago, the Journal reported an investor-driven climate change push at some of the world's largest oil companies has stalled out. ExxonMobil and Chevron shareholders struck down a raft of proposals urging the companies to cut greenhouse gas emissions derived from fuel consumption, put out new reports on climate benchmarks, and disclose certain oil spill risk, among other initiatives. No one would accuse either company of being in the vanguard of climate change, although both have claimed at different times to be true believers in ESG efforts. How should we deal with all this? Social policy columnist and corporate researcher par excellence, Phil Matera, in a recent Dirt Digger post, asked the right question: is ESG worth defending? He correctly labels much of it as little more than an exercise in corporate public relations. All sizzle, no steak. I've always had my doubts. ESG seems the corporate equivalent of all of the chaos and mishmash progressives have made a fair trade. There are no common standards. Labor violations are regularly omitted. Some are unclear whether defense industry companies can be included. Corporate screens on investments are like porch screens on the Gulf Coast. They look good, but you still better put on repellent if you're going to sit out there for long. Phil doesn't argue they're worthless. Maybe they are better than nothing. He argues that we need to stop talking about ESG as if it's a real thing and talk about corporate accountability, because that is worth fighting for and makes a difference. Let the right wallow in woke, and let's hang on them the straight story that they're still apologizing for corporations in a million ways, from pollution to labor rights to money in politics and more. We have to pick our fights, and that's the right one. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.